Христос воскрес!
Воистину воскрес!
Христос воскрес!
Воистину воскрес!
Христос воскрес!
Воистину воскрес!
Христос воскрес! Воистину воскрес! Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB. A very happy Easter to everyone. We've got a very special Easter program lined up for you today. We've got a delightful story by Judy Hrinenko all about those wonderful Ukrainian Easter baskets. As well, Father Bruce Power returns from the past with a little bit of a blast, and he has got a very inspiring story about Easter in Soviet times. As well, Renata Hananets with Ukrainian Jewish Heritage will tell us about the Pastor of Majdanek. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian Easter music. So enjoy.
Христос воскрес, говорят всі, Христос воскрес, співають всюди, Христос воістину воскрес. Радіє вся природа й люди. Воскрес Христос, щоб нас спасти, щоб ми увірували в нього, за всі гріхи ти нас прости. Благаєм прощення у Бога. Сказав, страждені всі, ідіть за мною. І щоб увірували, йшли за Господом своїм Ісусом. Прости нас, Отче наш, прости. Веди нас у спокусу. Ізбави, Боже, усіх нас від нечесноти. Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, щоб кожен знав це й розумів. Христос воскрес, говорять всі, Христос воскрес, співають всюди, Христос воістину воскрес, радіє вся природа й люди. Христос воскрес! Христос воскрес! Христос воскрес!
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Don't miss the 19th annual BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival, Saturday, May 3rd in Mission. Non-stop dance competitions all day featuring dancers from all over BC and Washington State. Cultural displays and demonstrations, traditional arts and crafts, live musicians, and of course, delicious Ukrainian food. Festival times, 8:30 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $8, $5, and $1. Don't miss the 19th annual Ukrainian Cultural Festival, Saturday, May 3rd at Heritage Park Secondary School, 33700 Prentice Avenue in Mission. For more information, visit www.bcucf.ca.
Вічних степів і стрипілля з дніпрових крутих берегів, із чумацького шляху і солі морської, з найріднішої мови прапрадідівської, з полосистих ланів, із квітучих садів, із цілющих українських дивин коренів. Гроси, сльози, зроси і води, і з минувшини чорного горя біди, козацької крови, за волю пролитої. Із плачем голосів, сироти неспомнітої. Всі дівчат ми цілували, із тяжких молитв материнських схвильованих, із веселки сонця, із хліба і меду. Першого слова і все людського щастя дарована Богу, моя писанка, писанка рідна, нашого слова. Від селюського щастя дарована Богу.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Hrnenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. One of the things that sets Ukrainians apart is our wonderful Easter baskets. These are not your typical North American Easter baskets filled with sugar candies and chocolate bunnies. Ukrainian Easter baskets are filled with ritual foods and centuries of tradition. At our home, it always seems to be a bit of a panic getting the basket ready for early church service. Don't you just love 4:30 a.m.? Easter service at our church is at the crack of dawn. We always get up extra early to make sure the basket is just perfect before leaving for church, and to make sure it doesn't fall apart on the way to the car the way ours did one year. You would think with each year it would get easier. No, it doesn't. All the foods have to be positioned just so. It takes a lot of juggling and manipulation to fit everything in just right. There's the pasca, the babka, the meats, the cheeses, the butter, salt, eggs. You have to position things so that the eggs don't fall to the bottom of the basket. We have pisinkia, which of course are raw inside, so I cradle the eggs in between the meats and the breads. That way, they won't roll out of the basket. Then after everything is just right, we cover the basket with our freshly ironed embroidered cloths called rushnekia in Ukrainian. In the old days, it was said that people judged the mistress of the house according to her Easter basket, what it contained, and how elaborately or not it was decorated. I think we probably overdo it on the decorating department. My Easter basket is permanently adorned with decorated wooden eggs as well as flowers and ribbons along the handle and on the outside edge. Remember, the basket should only contain a sampling of the foods you are going to eat for Easter, not the entire contents of the refrigerator. For your basket, you will need babka, paska, garlic sausage, ham, pork roast, eggs boiled and decorated, butter, cheese, horseradish, and salt. Oh, and do not forget your candle. It will go into the center of the paska and bring along matches or a lighter. The Easter basket represents the feast of the Lord's Passover from death into life. In our Ukrainian Rite churches, the foods traditionally blessed for Easter bear a very strong resemblance to the food prescribed for the ancient Passover meal. Here's some of the ancient symbolism surrounding our ritual Easter foods. Eggs are a sign of hope and resurrection. Jesus comes forth from the tomb as the chick breaks the shell at birth. Horseradish represents the bitter herbs prescribed in the original Passover meal as a reminder of the bitterness and harshness of life in Egypt. It also reminds us of the bitterness of Jesus' passion by which he entered into glory. Wine is the drink of the Passover meal and the Last Supper. Wine gladdens our hearts and helps us enter into the joy of the resurrection. Lamb is a must, either the meat itself or symbolized in a cake or butter, molded in the shape of a lamb. The lamb symbolizes the ancient Passover food by whose blood the Israelites were saved. For Christians, Jesus is the Paschal or Passover lamb by whose blood we are saved. Ham celebrates the freedom of the new law, which came into effect through Jesus' resurrection. It emphasizes freedom from the old law, which forbade certain meats. Sausage, it's an ethnic addition to the celebration of Easter. Its links remind us that the chains of death were broken when Jesus arose. Bread reminds us of Jesus, the risen Lord, who in the Eucharist is the food of our earthly journey and the true bread of everlasting life. Now your basket is ready to take to church for blessing. To give your basket a finished and festive look, tie a few willow branches to the handle with pastel ribbons and add a few spring flowers, mirt or periwinkle, if you have it. Do pobachenia, and if you're enjoying your Easter dinner right now, smachnoho! Christos voskres!
Voistino voskres! Щиро дякую, Judy. Thanks so much for sharing that delightful story with us here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Please join us again soon for Ukrainian Food Flair.
Слід у промінь, ти, о,
Radio Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Omelian Kovch was born on the 20th of August 1884 in the picturesque southern Galician village of Kosmoch in the Carpathian Mountains. The family was full of priests. His father was a parish priest and his mother was the daughter of a parish priest. After completing his studies in Lviv, he embarked on the road of priesthood. He spent 6 years in Rome as a seminarian in Greek Catholic College of St. Sergius and Bacchus and as a student at the University Urbania of the Congregate of the Propagation of Faith. In 1922, after the Polish-Ukrainian War ended, Father Omelian was appointed to the parish of Peremyshlyane, a town which, like most in Galicia, was composed primarily of three nationalities, Jews, Poles, and Ukrainians. Throughout the interwar years, Father Omelian developed a vibrant ministry that included a rich liturgical life, organized cultural activity, and multifaceted social outreach. With the arrival of the Nazis, the persecution of Jews began immediately. One day the Germans threw firebombs into a synagogue in Peremyshlyane, closed the doors, and surrounded the building with soldiers. Representatives of the Jewish community ran to the Kovch house to seek help and find sanctuary with the Greek Catholic priest. Father Omelian immediately ran to the synagogue. In perfect German and with decisive moral outrage, he ordered the soldiers to desist. The Germans were so shocked by the courageous priest that they dispersed. Father Omelian rushed to the doors of the synagogue and began pulling the terrorized Jewish congregants from the flames. In 1942, the Germans created a ghetto for Jews in Peremyshlyane. From there, they were deported to death camps. The Greek Catholic pastor began organizing different strategies for harboring Jews. It is not known how many Jews Father Omelian hid in different places or how many he kept alive by organizing the delivery of food to their hiding places. His reputation as a reliable defender of Jews spread rapidly. Many members of the Jewish community began turning to Father Omelian with a request that he baptize them in the hope that this would increase their chances for survival. On the 30th of December 1942, Father Kovch was arrested. The Gestapo transported him to Lviv, where he was held and tortured in the prison on Lonskoho Street. Despite the brutalization that he endured in prison, the priest of 30 years with experience in every possible type of pastoral situation welcomed the calling to become a spiritual father in a new context, ministering in the notorious Nazi death camp Majdanek. With remarkable convictions and expressions of devotion, personal freedom and spiritual fulfillment, Father Omelian Kovch died on March the 25th of 1944, 3 months before the liberation of the Majdanek camp on July the 23rd, 1944. Some 80,000 people were killed in the camp over 34 months, including about 59,000 Jews. For many prisoners, Blessed Omelian Kovch was their pastor. Today he bears the title Pastor of Majdanek. On January the 9th of 1999, the Jewish Council of Ukraine proclaimed him a Righteous of Ukraine. On April the 24th, 2009, the Synod of Bishops of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church solemnly proclaimed Blessed Priest Martyr Omelian Kovch, Patron of Priests of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Земля великим днем зігріта, здійснилось чудо між чудес, дарує небо звістку світу. Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес. Світанку сонце шле підмогу, Творець нам серце відкривав. А писанка, то вдячність Богу, любов людська завжди жива. Писанка, писанка, сонцем народжена, віри святої дитя. Серце підноситься, як заворожене, Бог дарував нам життя. Писанка, писанка, світ новостворений в нашій безсмертній душі. Ти Україною Богу дарована, наша любов без межі, в ній сонця міць душі крилатість, любов і віра всіх століть, дитяча чиста непочатість на мудрості дідів стоїть. Життя вершини низини злились в малюнках як одно. У ній безсмертя України і вічності святе зерно. Писанка, писанка, сонцем народжена, віри святої дитя. Серце підноситься, як заворожене, Бог дарував нам життя. Писанка, писанка, світ новостворений в нашій безсмертній душі. Ти Україною Богу дарована, наша любов без межі.
Христос воскрес! Христос воскрес! Христос воскрес! Христос воскрес! Слава Ісусу Христу і добре вечір. This is Father Bruce Power with Із Духові Твоєму and with your spirit here on Nash Holos Radio. During this season of Holy Pascha, we reflect, and rightly so, on the resurrection of Christ, the wonder, the glory, that incredibly good news that we have heard for centuries, that Jesus truly did rise from the dead, and in his risen glory, he offers us a promise of hope. Now, any time there is faith, good news, hope, and a reason to rejoice, there are going to be, unfortunately, those who will come along and try somehow to create the biggest rain cloud they can come up with, rain on the parade, and try to bring it all down. It's unfortunate. We do kind of live in a bit of a sad sack world of people who oftentimes want to take a beautiful truth like the resurrection and turn it into nothingness. It's sad. But all human wisdom and all human science and all human learning and all the ups and downs of our human history, and including the overwhelmingly cloudy, dark, dismal, sad sack ways that sometimes hit our own world today, cannot undo the glory of Christ's resurrection. Faith in the resurrection has a power all its own. The resurrection of Christ does not need the wisdom and the science and the philosophy of humanity to make it real. The resurrection of Christ is God's work, God's greatest and most holy, marvelous work, as St. Augustine had said so many centuries ago. And faith in the resurrection is something that for those who can see with the eyes of faith, faith in the resurrection brings us a level of hope and a level of strength that nothing else can bring us. That comes from God himself. There's actually a wonderful little story, it's a true story, that involves a Ukrainian priest during the Soviet era that actually shows the power of faith in the risen Christ and how nothing can truly stamp it out because it is indeed from God. The story goes like this. During the Soviet era, as we know, the Ukrainian churches, both the Ukrainian Catholic and the autocephalous Ukrainian Orthodox Church, were severely persecuted. They were outlawed, along with many other denominations, and even the state-run Russian Orthodox Church was simply that, state-run, and under the controlling thumb of an atheistic regime. Religion was persecuted. It was one of the greatest persecutions of faith in the history of the world, and it happened right in our own times, right on our own doorstep, right there in Ukraine and Eastern Europe. And what happened was, on one Easter Sunday, on one celebration of Holy Pascha, the Soviet authorities decided to go into Western Ukraine and further stamp out, as though they thought they could, any manner of faith in the resurrection of Christ. So they had with them a captured priest. He was obviously humiliated, frightened. He was obviously being badly persecuted, didn't know what would happen to him after that. And they also had with them several very brilliant scientists, writers, philosophers, experts, the brightest of the brightest out of the Soviet Union. And they set up a podium there in this Ukrainian village and had all of these brilliant scholars give speech after speech after speech. And they forced the people to go out and listen. And there the scholars were up there going on and on and on and on, trying to debunk the truth of the resurrection of Jesus, trying to make foolishness out of faith, trying to undo the faith of the people and force atheism upon them. And these great scholars went on, one after the other, on and on and on, with all of their great talks and speeches and presentations and so on. And then they took the priest, they grabbed him, dragged him up to the podium, and they said, "Now, you've heard all of these experts, now you're to disprove what they said. Go on, try it." The priest a humble little priest, obviously persecuted, went up to the podium, and he said two words to the massive crowd that had gathered. He said, Christos voskres. And the crowd thundered back, Voistino voskres. For those who don't understand Ukrainian, he said, Christ is risen, the traditional greeting that Eastern Christians use with each other at this time of the year. And the crowd responded back with the usual reply, Indeed, he is risen. That's all he said. That's all he needed to say. And the crowd's response was proof. The Soviet authorities ended up letting him go and got out of there quickly. The priest wasn't humiliated. The faith wasn't humiliated. The good villagers weren't humiliated. Those who thought they had great human wisdom and knowledge, the atheists, were humiliated. The Soviets were humiliated. They humiliated themselves by blinding their own eyes to the wonder and the beauty and the message of hope that the resurrection brings. And that story of the Ukrainian priest, and it is a true story indeed, reminds us that it is in the simplicity of one's heart, the depth of one's soul, it is in the faith that we behold the resurrection of Christ. And as the beautiful prayers of the Voskresnyo Utrenyo, or the resurrectional matins that we celebrate on Holy Pascha, say, having beheld the resurrection of Christ, come, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus. For Jesus has risen from the dead, as he foretold, granting us eternal life and great mercy. Christos voskres, voistino voskres. This is Father Bruce with Nash Holos Radio, z Bohom.
Oh, давнині на високій горі жив премудрий досвідчений старець. Часто він повторяв і завжди поучав: слава Богу за смуток і радість, слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, слава Богу за смуток і радість. Може часом тобі хтось погане сказав, чи з тобою недобре повівся. Знай про це, дорогий, що це Бог допустив, з неприятелем швидко мирися. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, з неприятелем швидко мирися. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, з неприятелем швидко мирися. Якщо ти захворів і знеміг в боротьбі, і не можеш з постелі піднятись, не місця на добро, це за гріх нам дано. Нарікати не треба і боятись. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, за терпіння хвала і за радість. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, за терпіння хвала і за радість. Тебе очорнив засуди, не піддайся журбі і печалі. Знай, Господь, для спасіння це все призначив, щоб прощали й були досконалі. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, слава Богу за смуток і радість. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, слава Богу за смуток і радість. Як спокуса прийде, що твій хрест заважкий, і нести його ти вже не в силі. Знай, коли б ти не зміг, то Господь би не дав. Тож приймайся в любові і милі. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, тож приймайся в любові і милі. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, тож приймай все в любові і милі. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, слава Богу за смуток і радість. Слава Богу за все, слава Богу за все, слава Богу за смуток і радість.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. On Friday, there's a pierogi supper at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Center, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey. Doors are open from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-531-1923 or 604-581-0313 or visit their website, www.uocstmarysurrey.com. Contact TV airs on Multicultural Channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Nu mi je skinčila našu programu, više často domov iskazati do pobačenja, ali pred tem ja hoću zališati vas takimi slovami mudrosti. Ta ljudena, što ljubit svoju državu, bude vmite ljubete i svoju rodinu. And our proverb of the week translates as, one who loves his country will love his family. Well, that just about wraps up another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. A very happy Easter to all of you. Christos Voskras, Voistino Voskras. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!
Young star, glory, slavny,